All right, it's your second hour of your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Thank you for joining us on the second hour. And we're super excited because we have some amazing ladies in the house. But I don't want to put our major VIP callers. And usually I do a little promo with all the celebrities and their voices giving me a good plug on Hollywood Connections. But let's go to Andrew, film director. He is on tour right now. And he's going to announce his special VIP guest that's on the air as well. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Andrew. Where are you now? What city?
I am currently in Youngstown, Ohio. I went through D.C. and Arlington Cemetery a couple of days ago to do a video for A Gift to the Heart. And I drove 15 hours. It was a 21-hour day, and I made it to Ohio, and things are moving along fabulously. But I know we've got Austin St. John, who is one of the stars in my film, A Gift to the Heart, on the other side. So I would like to hand off to him for a second, let him say hello to all you listeners.
Very cool.
Well, hey, man, I'm always happy to be back with Dawn Reese.
Well, thank you. That was a good job there. Good job.
Was it good? I was like, it was kind of hot. I was like, wow, it kind of feels like it's morphin' time. You know, I'm just saying.
Well, that's Peter Blake, our producer, and you know, Austin. Thank you. Where are you calling from tonight, Austin?
I'm in Dallas, Texas. I just came back from LA, where I was working on a film project a couple of weeks ago. I've got probably quite a few other projects in the works, but the one that really carries a special place in my heart is my project with Andrew, and
that's
it's called
right.
A Gift of the Heart. He started working on this long before he met me, and called me up and asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. And I originally, before I saw the script, didn't have any interest. I was like, you want me to play an angry, jerky Jewish guy that's a bigot? I was like, absolutely not. I have no interest in that. And then I read the script, and after I dried my eyes, I called him up and said, if you want me, I'm yours.
Oh.
And we haven't looked back since. We're making great progress.
I got you. Well, you know, you came to the station and you did a live video feed. It was really cool because you're getting like 10,000 hits like in 5 minutes. I'm like, stay here. Don't go anywhere. You know, but Austin, you know, we have some fans of yours as well, but we want to tell everyone to donate to the Gift of the Heart. And Andrew, please give that website. You have that website, Andrew?
Yeah. All you got to do is go to agiftoftheheart.com. And hit the donate button, or you can buy books. All the money is being driven towards the film so that we can get the rest of the film done, so that we can really do something important, which is help kids with cancer, and really bring organ donation more to the forefront, educate people on, you know, why we need to be loving and have humility and have a little faith and help each other. On a global basis. And the good news is since I left, my global distributor out of Los Angeles got a hold of me and said, we've decided that we just don't want to be your distributor and your salesperson. We want to be more involved in the film. So we have yet to have the conversation as to how far they're going to go. But it's exceptionally great news, and we've got good things happening as I'm traveling. So, you know, better and better things are happening as we go. I'm having great conversations with people every day, and I'm also looking forward to doing the Actors Jam session at CBS Studios, first and second of April, two weekends. I got 50 years of experience in the film and television industry and theater, and I've been in front and behind and in every position you could possibly think of. So you got 2 days where you will learn an enormous amount. And so I hope that people call up Debbie at CBS Productions and sign up for the workshop.
Yeah.
$150
That's right.
Full day.
We actually auditioned yesterday. I don't know if there's a crackling in the phone. Is that his phone maybe on something? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure. But yeah, so there was something with that. Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Can I ask a question of Austin St. John here?
Go for it.
All right. Sure. And we all know that you were in the original Power Rangers. What are your thoughts on the new movie coming out? And can we expect a cameo appearance in that movie?
Well, I'll tell you what. My thoughts on the new movie, I've done my best to not kind of, well, I just, well, I have looked up some people that were and or are amazing, I guess we should say, role models. I would say that it's kind of my habit not to follow the lead of social media. And there's an immense pressure with social media right now for the new film coming out in March, which is exactly something that we at A Gift of the Heart are looking to follow up on and ride the wave with. But as far as the film goes and any cameo right now, there have been some discussions. And I think I'll leave it there for now. There's been discussions.
Okay.
What I will tell you is that follow A Gift of the Heart. Check out A Gift of the Heart social media or my social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. And there will be more announcements if and when deals are finalized and made.
Awesome. Now, Austin, St. John, and Andrew, because Andrew was here, we have some exciting news that we're going to talk about. Andrew, when you get back from your tour, me and you, what we're going to accomplish as well, and what we're going to do with Hollywood Connections. We're super excited about that. But I do have a young actor here, and you want to announce who you are to Austin, St. John?
Austin, I am Random Chance. I'm an actor coming from Florida, and I wanted to say that I love Power Rangers, my dude. Power Rangers are great. Do you have time for a question or
great
two? Oh, yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Do you have time for a question or two?
I do.
So I was just wondering, what was it like working on the set and what series were you on? Were you on the original Power Rangers series? Is that what we're talking?
Yeah, I was the very first pilot, unaired pilot episode.
Oh, wow.
That was created by Heinz Saban Entertainment. And taken to 20th Century Fox, Fox Network, and sent to them in the hopes that they would pick it up and allow it to be turned into a TV series. I was the original five that was cast.
Wow.
And we actually, after filming the pilot, we thought it was so silly it would never get picked up or go anywhere. And 40 countries and 90 languages, and 23 years later,
wow.
The people that compare, the people in the know, about the ratings. The ratings have never been beaten anywhere in the world by any TV show.
Wow.
Compare us to Star Wars and Star Trek, which have some of the biggest legacies on the planet. So to be put in that theme park or that ballpark with immense shows like that, most of which I have friends who act in all of them, is pretty intense. So I was involved as far as what was it like. It was a non-union show, so I would caution people. In being a part of non-union shows, be very careful who you pick and why. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a solid contract and trust.
Yeah, that's a big
thing. The hours were exceptionally long. I did all my own stunts. I did a lot of fighting, a lot of choreography, and my acting. And like the other actors, we had very little support. But because we were professionals, we got the job done. So it was an excellent question. And I wish you the very best of luck.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you, man.
Awesome. Real quick, guys, hold on a second, because I know we're going to be promoting more of CVF Productions, and Debbie's going to be on the phone for a minute. But we also have one of her talents that came yesterday, Andrew, as well, and he may be taking your workshop. But he does have a question for Austin as well. So I said, you got to sign up for Andrew's workshop before we give you a question. Put El Lorenzo on. I'm kidding, Lorenzo, but no, I'm not. All right, here's your $150 question to Austin St. John for your workshop. Go for it.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man.
You're on the air live.
Oh, what advice would you give someone who's just getting started into acting?
Take Andrew's class.
Point in case, we were just talking about training. Andrew's off in a offering a class. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is you're looking to do in life, whether you want to be a computer technician or a martial artist or, a baker. You've got to have training. There's a time for an apprenticeship, and there are people with knowledge and skills that surpass your own, and you need to take the time, truly as often as possible to learn and train. So, you know, it's kind of funny your question. Andy is in the middle of offering up a class that that has 50 years of knowledge behind it. And, you know, those are rare opportunities. So are you based in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, there's a great start. There are many other routes you can take. People who focus strictly on action, or people who focus on acting, or, you know, Stanislavski, or various forms of acting. The point is you should study from as many as possible and really hone your skills. And then you need to create a portfolio, great headshots, commercial, drama, and maybe something comedy oriented. And then you need to put together a reel, something that you film, compilations of pieces that you filmed, which you can do with friends who are also great actors. You can film those on your own, now on an iPhone. They don't have to be on 35 millimeter film because it's just really not done anymore. So the bottom line is train. How you train is how you perform, and how you perform is what gets you paid.
And Andrew can help you with that, too, because when he puts that workshop together that we talked about last night, Andrew, you have a book for actors as well that's intense that you also give. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's called The Actor's Handbook, and Austin is absolutely right. The benefit that students get from me is something that I wished I had when I was learning all the things that I had to learn. Because there was nobody out there doing what I do. They couldn't take me from knowing absolutely nothing to walking out after 2 days having the tools, the equipment, the knowledge, and some expertise in developing character to be able to actually start working in the business, so that the investment, they would have a return on their investment. And it's called show business for a reason. It's a business. Mm-hmm. You don't want to spend the next 10 years learning Stanislavski, Method, Meisner, Eric Morris, you name it. I did. I learned all of these things. Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. I learned everything. And then I worked in front of the camera, behind the camera. I learned all this stuff, and I consolidated it all down into a book called The Actor's Handbook, which I give to my students the moment they walk through the door. And then we work from that book, because I understand, and one of the reasons we call it the jam session is because your mind is going to be overloaded by the time the weekend's over. And you will probably not retain all that information. The chances are you'll only retain 30 to 40%. And the reason I give them the book is I encourage them to make notes. Take notes the whole time. You're on camera. You get to critique other actors. You get to critique yourself. And I walk you through personally, one-on-one, every single student through the whole process by the end of the weekend. So you're going to get the most comprehensive, and I've done this internationally, the most comprehensive workshop that you could get anywhere, and there's nobody doing that, because I'm taking all the techniques that I've learned, all the best parts of them, and I'm giving you a fully rounded workshop in 2 days.
But also,
and that's kind of the point, Andy. That's kind of the point.
Right.
30 to 40%. Whether you're in college or taking physics or taking math, picking up 30 to 40% in a class is about average. Because the point of the class is to give you the tools with which to go through, study the book, and attain or retain all of the knowledge. So Andy's kind of taking something that pulls together many forms of math, if we're going to use that that parallel, you know, algebra, physics, trigonometry, plug them all into a place, and in a couple of days, giving you the tools with which to go through and understand far more than just one class. So 30 to 40% of Andy's class is far more than many of the classes you would see that parallel it. And that's kind of the point I wanted to illustrate for you, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree with you. And this is part of the reason I give them this book, because I want them to go away, and then I do an advanced, you know, character development class after that, and then I'm done. After 4 days, I'm done with you guys. You're on your own now. Now you're an instrument. You've learned how the instrument works. Now you need to keep it in tune, and you need to continue to practice. Take other classes where you feel necessary,
You know, and I encourage you to continue to do that because, you know, it's like any instrument, it gets out of tune and technology changes. You know, everything's very digitized now. You know, things change over time and you have to keep up with the market. I mean, if you have the tools to get through the door, that's fine. But if you don't have the skill to get the job, all the tools in the world are going to do you absolutely nothing. If you have a hammer and a pair of pliers, that'll get you through the door. But if you don't know how to use them, you can't get the job. So that, using an analogy from an acting standpoint, that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to take you through the whole process from beginning to end so that I can shorten the amount of money and the amount of time it takes you to have a return on your investment in your career as an actor, to get you from point A to point B so that you're not spinning your wheels and spending a lot of time and a lot of money without a return on your investment. And then again, I take it back to show business. It's a business. If you're investing all this time and all this energy and all this money, you want to see a return as fast as possible. And you have to have all these elements in place. And that's what I teach.
And that's also sanctioned by Austin St. John. And also, you have John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard in your movie as well.
Oh, absolutely. And he's a wonderful person and an incredibly well-known actor and has been I don't think I can keep track of everything he's been in. And just a fabulous person all the way around. And I have nothing but accolades for the man, and he's been in it his whole life. And he's just the sweetheart of the guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, John's a good friend of mine. We just finished a film together last year called Tres Leches, which will be coming out later this year. He's got several other films coming out this year because he also works as an independent director of his own independent films. And you can check him out at John Schneider Studios Facebook, and tell him Austin sent you. And you'll see quite a few projects he's got coming out, including one with me. So John is just
amazing.
You know, he's a lot like myself, just no BS, straight to the point. And he's willing to help out anybody that's got a great heart and a wonderful soul.
Well, also, too, is I know that John was talking on his Facebook live feed saying, I've got a new single out and some songs. And if you know a radio station, I'm like, John, I need your music. So you guys got to make that happen. We got to play his music and have him call in and talk about Gift of the Heart, where people can donate at giftoftheheart.com for this amazing movie and film that this director right now is on tour around the United States. You're really promoting this movie. And also, too, is Austin, we have something coming up in Dallas, June 24th and 25th. I'm going to hook you up with something. This is, they have a, what is it? It's the Dallas Heat, and we have some General Hospital stars, and I got to hook you up with Patty as well. Maybe it's something that if you're available, you can promote the Gift of the Heart. We can talk about that. I got some ideas.
Sounds great.
Sounds good. So, guys, thank you so much. And I think Deborah, is she still on the phone with us? Let's get Deborah from CVS. Is she still there? Deborah.
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi. Say hello to Austin St. John, original Power Ranger. And
hi, Austin. I am so happy to meet you. And Andrew is a wonderful person, and I really wish him luck with this film. Guys, you got to go donate. We got to make this happen.
That's right. He has the trailer, and you could be an extra in his movie. I mean, there's some other things that he'll be working on very soon. And we want to thank you guys for calling in. And Deborah, give the information on the date for Andrew's workshop.
April 1st and April 2nd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a two-day workshop jam-packed with information. So you've got to go at cvfproductions.com, click on register, join our mail list, and register for the workshop.
Okay, and also too,
I would like to add something, that the workshop is limited because I do work with every single student personally in front of the whole class, and I do that on purpose. So the class learns how to critique other actors and critique themselves when they see themselves on camera. And so this is very critical that, you know, if people want to do it, and it's really exceptional, that they sign on very quickly because the class fills quickly. And I'm limited to how many people I can work with because it's very taxing to me as well. And I want to give every student my undivided attention 110%. and that means that we're limited to only 30. So, you know, the sooner they sign on, the better.
Well, Austin, we also have Random here. He's 14. He's an actor, has an agent. He does have a question for you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know, so especially coming from an actor who's trying to get to the next level of the business. So I know a lot of us are stuck between like the sort of local and low budget side of films, which is great, but eventually you want to step up from there. So I was wondering, what are some ways that you can break through that barrier between like the low budget type things and start to get into the bigger productions? Is there a certain way or a certain thing that you should do to get to break that barrier and be able to go through to the next level?
Well, there's no tried and true formula. Let me tell you that right from the get-go. And at 14, you're looking at, you know, cracking this genre much as I did. I was 17 when I got started. Let me tell you this. Transitioning from a child star to an adult star is no easy task. In fact, a large portion of them fail. And that's not to dissuade you. That's to be honest. Mm-hmm. So what I would tell you, again, is some of what Andy has already spoken on, some of what I've spoken on. Training is your core. You need to be well-trained. And being well-trained never ends. The training never ends. Your education never ends. You should always be sharpening your tools. Which means constantly training, looking for new people, new information, new sources, always and forever. That's the way it works. That costs money. Many actors in L.A., you look at probably 750,000 of them right now. Of that 750,000, maybe 2% are actually working.
Mm-hmm.
Those are numbers that incredible. You should really look at. And what? Again, I don't say that to dissuade you. I say mm-hmm. that to,
no,
keep
I understand.
You, to keep you honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? So, the more training, the better. And also there's like, you know, I just said that Francis Playhouse is looking for actors as well here for something coming up for The Wedding Singer. I mean, I have a list of acting from L.A. You know, I went to Charles Conrad. I went to comedy school. The more power that you put on that resume, the more that's going to look really good, especially with Andrew and what he's working on as well.
Right.
Which helps.
Right.
Well, and that's just it. So once you started on this training genre, then you need to get into a place where you can, to put it in Hollywood terms, rub shoulders. Because the second best thing, you can be the most exceptionally well-trained actor in the world. And if you don't know the right people, you're not going to work.
Right.
You got to get in places where you can meet people that know people. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be able to back it up on the spot, on demand, in public, in front of everybody, every time, without exception.
Right.
Wow.
And that just takes constant honing of skills and meeting the right people and putting yourself out there. And so I would tell you, in a word, if I had to sum it up into a word, what does it take? In a single word, patience. When you go to auditions, you go to the audition, you give it everything you can, you nail it to the cross, you make it perfect, and then the second you walk out the door, you forget about it, and you focus on the next one. If they're interested, they'll call you. Follow up, set it something in your schedule, you call them back one time, follow up, and then you're already focused on the next audition and the next audition and the one after that. But that's the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Austin 100%. I mean, he is absolutely correct. I mean, and it's realistic and it's honest. And unfortunately, there's not enough people out there that are being honest with the way the industry works. And my job as now, you know, having moved from being an actor and still being an actor, a writer, a producer, and director, and the director of my film is actually Dan Spring, and I'm the executive producer and the writer of it. And he's a fantastic director, by the way. Dan and Holly, my production.
We're here.
Oh, golly, my mind just went blank. But anyway.
Deborah has a question for you real quick.
This is what I do.
I just wanted to say that's so important. There's three A's in acting, right? Acting, attitude, and administration. And I love that Andrew is talking about administration. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, we're there. We got three call-ins here, but that was a question she was asking you, Andrew?
What was the question again in short?
Well, you know, it was more of a comment.
Go again.
Okay. There's three A's in acting. Acting, attitude, and administration. It's not just about your talent. You're absolutely right. It's about your ability to administer your talent as a business and, you know, be your own director, so to speak, for your career. And also attitude is important, right? Because people aren't going to want to work with you if you have an attitude. So you got to persevere and be good at all of those
things. Absolutely.
I
agree with you 100%. Me
too.
You have to go in with the right attitude. And it's like I said, it's not enough to just have the right tools, but you have to know how to use them. And you have to know how to utilize them at a moment's notice. And you also have to get used to rejection, because 90% of this business is rejection.
Oh, I know that. Trust
me. And like Austin was saying, the moment you walk out of that office, forget about that audition and move on to the next job. That's what you need to focus on. And if you focus on that and you focus on the upsides of it, you will succeed. I mean, that's just a promise of a good, focused, purposeful actor. But it is, again, a business. You have to have the right attitude, and you have to have the right tools, and you have to know how to use them correctly.
Well, we want to thank you all. I know we have a full pack house here, and we still have more callers on. Deborah from CVF Productions, thank you. Austin St. John, original Red Power Ranger from Dallas, Texas, calling in, as well as Andrew Heller. He is a film director with giftoftheheart.com. Please donate to this amazing film with kids with cancer. Guys, thank you so much. We're going to be back in just a minute. Again, any last words, Andrew, Austin St. John?
All I want to say is, before Austin says his goodbyes, all I want to say is congratulations. You're fabulous. I love your show, and I love
Thank
the
you.
People that come on it. Dawn
Very cool.
There it is.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Hey, Austin, can I have a reporter in Texas? She's my new teen reporter. Can she come over and interview you sometime soon for Gift of the Heart?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
All right, I'm going to hook that up with Andrew because she's brand new, and you would actually be her first interview. That would be awesome.
Oh, well, hey, that makes me feel special. I'd love to do it.
Oh, Austin, John, thank you so much. And any last words to Austin?
Austin, I was just wondering if there's any way sometime in the future you and I could get in touch. I'd love to just talk to you and pick your brain a little bit, if that's of any possibility at all.
He'll probably be one of my reporters.
Okay.
And if you do, then we can hook you up, and maybe you could do something with him on that. Austin.
Yeah, that sounds like a great venue. Work through Dawn, and we'll go from there, brother.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back, guys. God bless. Thank you so much, CVF Productions.
Thanks,
Dawn. Thanks, Deborah. We love you. I'll see you next week at auditions.
Love you too.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you. So that's what my show is about, to help people get connected, and, that's the great thing. So we're going to come back. Peter, we're okay on the phones?
Yeah, we're okay. We got Allie on the line.
I know. Allie, hold on. We're running over because we had some stars on, and I know real quick. And real quick, we also have an amazing lady. I'm going to have you give the headsets over to also. She came in because we're working with Jam Fest coming up, and you were sent over to talk about this event that we're going to be judging. And I want Deborah to judge as well, and we're going to be... tell us all about it coming up in April.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me down. I really appreciate it. My name is Kenya Woodard. I am the executive director of the Veterans and Community Resource Center. We're based here in St. Petersburg. We are hosting Jam Fest Battle of the Bands, which will take place in downtown St. Petersburg, Williams Park, St. Patrick's Day weekend. So we're having the music competition on Friday, March 17th, followed by a concert in the park on March 18th, that Saturday. And so basically what we will have is finalists, 15 finalists, will come and play on the stage in Williams Park. They will battle it out for a cash grand prize.
Ooh, what's the cash prize?
It's $5,000 for cash prize. There's also a record deal, airplay, radio time. We're giving it all to them, but we're expecting to have a really great show. Unsigned artists, independent artists coming out to perform, all in the name of helping to raise money for veterans homelessness, to bring it into a veterans homelessness.
That's beautiful. If they would like to be in this contest, are you still taking applications?
No, we actually just closed the application process on Sunday.
Okay.
So yeah, we had actually been taking on folks since October. So
oh, wow.
Yeah, we just closed the gate on that on Sunday. So now we're in the phase where we're actually preparing to bring in the finalists and have them jam it out in the park. And so we're spreading the word and hoping folks will come out and have a good time with us on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we are excited because we're getting a table, I heard, over there. And we're going to have a Be Discovered table for talent. So
yes.
We'll be looking for them. And I'll say, where were you discovered? And they're going to always say, Jamfest, Jamfest, Jamfest. Which is cool. And we're going to get that commercial running this next week for you.
Thank you.
Super excited about that as well. And you two know each other. How do you know each other?
Hi. Well, Kenya actually interviewed us, my soul tribe, for the newspaper last year. And it was an amazing experience. She did an awesome spread.
So you have more. So what do you do with the newspaper?
I'm a freelance writer.
Are you?
So, yeah, I pretty much predominantly cover all things going on in Tampa. Folks, you know, like the Soul Tribe and all of different kinds of things going on.
We have to make you part of the show.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to do a write-up on Hollywood Connections on Tam Talk.
She did an amazing job with sharing our stories. You really did. Thank you again for that.
Oh, sure.
That's amazing because we went FM about a year ago. And everybody knows the AM. So they're like, FM, that's so cool. And no, 106.1 FM right there. You know, we're on five stations and live internet.
All right.
And people don't know, and I need your help, so we're definitely going to talk. And I got some ideas for you as well.
Sure.
And in the meantime, hey, do you have that John Schneider thing real quick? Because this gift of the heart, John Schneider gave me a shout out, and we're going to listen to this. It's so cool. Thank you, Andrew.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is Tan Talk Radio.
And we're going to come back with an interview with one of my top reporters before the end of the hour. And I'll come back over and talk to, introduce yourself, tell everyone your name.
Shelley Paris Williams with the Womb Sanctuary.
Right. Now we have Ellie Ann from Canada. She's got some exciting news. She's going to be on Sunday, and she's calling Skype from Canada. Are you on the air with us?
I am indeed, Dawn. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi, Ellie.
You remember, Shelley? Did you guys meet?
Yes, we did.
Over at the 100kHandshake.com? Yes.
We did. It was most inspiring. And I'm telling you, 3 weeks ago, I am not the person that I am today because of that 100,000 handshake.
Absolutely.
But I know that's not why we're here today. But, Dawn, I know you're leading the way, so you let us know. We also have Mark Cormier, who is the biomechanic expert. He's on the line, too, and we're going to tell you what crazy secrets and fun stuff we're going to be doing on the red carpet at the Oscars. We're leaving tomorrow morning. We're so excited.
Nice. They're going to the Oscars, not the Oscar party. We're going to at Nova, you know, to watch them on the red carpet and have our own red carpet. They're going to the real Oscars. Nice. And Mark, welcome to the show. We love you. How are you? Is he there? I think that Peter has him on the air. Peter's ready to get a glass of water real quick. I know, Mark.
What's going on? No, we don't have anybody else on the air besides Allie.
Oh, Allie, it's only you.
That's okay, guys. I'm going to just quickly communicate with him. Is there a line free for him? Sorry to ask you.
Absolutely, there is. Open line, 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. If you're listening online, tantalknetwork.com, tantalk1340.com.
Love that.
Okay.
That's why he's
lessons.
The super producer, Peter Blake. So
we love our producer.
So Allie and I met as well, and so what we came up with, I said Allie, until she gets a part of her show as well here, she's going to be helping us hopefully with some interviews over there, and you're bringing them to Hollywood Connections.
I am indeed, and Dawn, this is going to be such fun. When they say in jazz that it's all jazz, baby, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you one thing. I will get involved. I'm going to engage. It's what I do best as a professional, as an on-air shopping expert. So we're just going to have a delightful time. Of course, I must admit, the Oscars for me was all about what am I going to wear, of course.
Oh, that's true, and we can't wait to see. And you and Mark are going to have such a great time. Tell everybody who Mark is. And he should have looked at my knee when he was here. Darn it. I fell on my sailboat, and I had this amazing doctor in front of me, and I didn't even think of saying, help, Mark, are you there? Hi, we're just talking about you and my knee. So tell Mark, Ellie, introduce him.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Bonjour, Mark Cormier. I'm going to introduce you, and then we're going to let you have the floor. Mark is a gentleman that I met 3 weeks ago at the 100,000 dollar handshake with Forbes Riley, of course, and Steve Hopper. And Mark Cormier is a biomechanic expert. He's actually a Canadian who has pretty much spent the last 17 years in the United States taking care of the top high-performance athletes the PGA, everybody knows him for the past 15 years, NBA, NHL. He's one of the most hidden secrets that now the Grammys and all of the celebrities at the Academy Awards have found out about what he's doing for people. He's helping them live fantastic lives every single day, get up and live it again with high performance. You know, that's the big stress about athletes as they get older, and there's, you know, arthritis and all kinds of things that's happening to their body because they're always being pushed. And the secret is out now, and Hollywood is seeing this because they're also pushed. Studios, high insurance rates, supporting the actors. The actors are being asked to do 17-hour days, pushing, pushing, pushing. The next day they wake up and they're not feeling the same, but the studios have to have them at top performance. So they're bringing Mark in specifically to help the actors be at their peak performance. And the fun thing about it is he's catching on wildfire because corporations are now saying, wait a second, we need to find out who this hidden gem is. So Mark Cormier, we're doing so many interviews. He's got guest speaking engagements coming up, and he needs a handler, so that's why I'm around.
I know. You know, it's so funny because we met over at the 100kHandshake.com, and we have to give that shout out because there's another one coming up. And Mark came up to me, and he goes, you know, I have to talk to you because I don't do a French accent very well, but I think I'm trying. And he goes, Samuel Jackson has me coming to his table. And I'm like, oh, my God, let's get you to be a reporter. And I didn't really realize his background, that he is a star himself, you know, Mark. And we have a young reporter here that he's going to join our team soon. And Mark, you've worked with every celebrity in the sports world. Do you have a sports question for any of the celebrities he's ever worked with in the PGA Tour or anyone?
How's Tiger Woods doing?
Well, you know, he's having a few issues, but I think he's just taking care of himself pretty much and trying to come back as, let's say that he gained a lot of weight with a lot of training, and maybe that's playing a little bit about him, against him in a way. He's losing a little bit of his flexibility. He's way overweight over his upper body, so it's hard on his lower back. That's pretty tiny.
Yikes.
So he's got a small waist with multiple injuries in his back and surgery. So he would have to lose weight. So what? Listen, I hope he's going to come back, but he has to take some decision because he loves the way he looks, but his play against him for his injuries is back.
Well, Random, that's his name, that is our new reporter soon with us. Tell Rand, you were with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I did a commercial with him only a few years back. I believe it was like 2014 or 15. And I met him and I had a brief conversation with him. And I just wanted to know how he's been because it's been a few years since I've seen him.
Well, honestly, you know what? I think mentally, Tiger's getting there. So I think his mental's back because all the bad things that publicity and all kind of things that they were said about him, and you cannot believe everything that was said about whatever they said. But I think his mental's coming back. So I think when he's going to get like completely focused, he might realize that he doesn't need that much muscles to play that kind of a sport.
Right.
And it's going to give a break to his back. But he was... I think he's very good. Like when you met him, he was in a crisis in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he's living that anymore. So I think that was towards more your answer, well, your question. But he's good. He's very good mentally. He looks at his people. I love the way he treats his fans. He signs autographs. He talks with them, what he didn't do in the past. So I think the guy's getting up there. He realized that, okay, he went down. Now he's coming back. Just hope he's going to take care more of his upper body, make sure he loses weight so his back won't take the pressure as much as it used to take.
Wow. Well, you know, we also, Mark and Ellie, we have Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's first wife, joining our team as well in the power-packed house of Hollywood Connections. And they were at a film festival interviewing for me. And it was her first interview for Hollywood Connections because she's used to being interviewed. And Mark, that's like you. You're just a superstar and shining star. And we just wish you a lot of fun up in at Los Angeles and the Oscars over there. And Ellie, you're an amazing woman. And tell everybody what show you're on in Canada.
I am on the Shopping Channel. Many people know Forbes Riley throughout the world, and I'm sort of her Canadian counterpart, where I'm excited to know that My talent agency is now taking on Forbes Riley, Steve Hopper, both of the 100,000 Handshake, those amazing celebrities, and Mark Cormier as my personal clients, and we're going to just rock the house. We're literally just the four of us are going to move mountains. The cool thing is we've just aligned to the four of us write a book together that we're going to announce. We're really excited. So that's fun. Listen, Dawn, I have so many hats that, I mean, it's just, what color do you want me to sell? Because I can do it all.
Hey, but it's like my hat tree. My husband bought me. I have all.
Dawn, may I just kind of close out? I know that you've got a lot of time constraints. You know, what's so charming about Mark Cormier, which is one of the reasons why I think he is just spreading through, he only markets through word of mouth. So it was so funny when we started working together very recently. I said, "You don't have a Facebook, like your profile. What are you doing?" He said, "I don't have to do it. I care so much about my athletes. I care so much about their well-being. I absolutely love what I do. And people just want to, and obviously he's exceptional at it. People just gravitate to him. So I think what's exciting about looking forward, this is a new foray with him, but he certainly has all of the background to work with the celebrities and that high performance. And, you know, these guys cannot afford to be 90%. They have to be 110%. And just have someone like Mark Cormier in their corner is everything to them. And that's why they're flying him out to be the Academy Award. You know, he's a guest of the Academy Award. He was a guest of the Grammys. It's the first time, never mind an American, but the first time a Canadian has ever had that rank. So it's really exciting, and we're just thrilled to align. We are so grateful, Dawn, that you had us. You know I will get as many interviews as I possibly can, and we'll keep you posted on all fronts. We're going to do a lot of live Facebook, certainly on the Sunday.
Very cool. I can't wait. We'll be at the Oscar party at Nova, and we'll be watching you on the red carpet as I'm interviewing on the red carpet as well. And we wish you just a lot of success out there, and just have fun, you guys. Enjoy.
Have fun.
Well, I got something to say, guys.
Yes.
Because, you know, that Ali from Toronto, well, I'm used to working that field with very high-quality athletes like Tiger, whatever, these guys. I'm used to very high-end. But Mrs. Ellison is going to be introduced to, like, all the Oscar guys that's going to be nominated on Sunday, but she's going to meet them and talk with them and to interview them. So, Dawn, I'm pretty sure you're going to love the interview that we're going to get for you. And for the people from Clearwater, where, listen, I'm starting to get very well anchored and being working there very soon. So I'm very happy that I have you, Dawn, with us. You're a great team partner with us.
Well, we're excited to have both of you a part of the Hollywood Connections. And we'll get you on the sailboat when you're here next time. And you got to work out a deal with me and my knee.
I would love it. It's going to be a pleasure. On the boat. Don't forget, I'm Canadian, so I will have a Stella. That's going to be great.
That's amazing. Now, Mark, where can people get in touch with you if they need your services? All right, Ellie, do you want to give your number, your Facebook, anything that they can get in touch with?
You bet. So they can go on to Ali Mang. That's my public profile. They can contact me there. They can contact me at alimang.com, and I'll spell that just so everybody knows, alimang.com. And if you get a hold of me, you just message me and you say, hey, we want Mark Cormier for our next function, keynote speech, et cetera. We want Mark for whatever. We will take care of you. It's been so much fun, and it's such a pleasure linking with like-minded people. And by the way, Dawn, I know we're coming to Orlando at the end of March.
Yes.
To do some keynote speaking. So we'll definitely get together and see if we can drum up even more fun and flair with you and your amazing team.
Oh, wow. And I have a surprise for you. I have a talent agent that's a SAG agent here as well. And you are actually going to be with Famous Faces, and they are bonded and licensed, and they have been over 30 years. He came back from the Warner Brothers from Los Angeles and worked for them. And so I'm excited for you. And, Mark, if you need an agent as well for TV and film, you've got Ali.
Well, you know, I'm very lucky to have met her, and it's all because of you, Dawn, by the way. It's all like happening, and you were there again. And, you know, Dawn, you're just a great woman, and me and Ali is so happy that you're in our team. We're just going to go ahead and make sure that you get the first news before the other the other radio station or television, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing. And do you have anything? Do you remember Mark?
Oh, yes.
Say hi to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Remember,
hello,
Shelley?
How are you, mademoiselle?
I am fantastic. Say it again. Say it again.
I love your smile, by the way.
You guys have an amazing time.
Yes. Yes.
I hope next year you're going to be joining us, by the way, mademoiselle, because you can interview people like crazy.
All right.
There we go.
Count me in.
She's going to have a show here, and it's going to be called?
Edify Her, Soul-Centered Living.
Yes. Hers may be more like a spa moment.
Yes.
Mine is more Hollywood.
Hey, listen, guys, by the way, I got to give you a pitch for sure. I got a guy that's called Malcolm. I cannot give you more of that. He's a movie producer. That guy, the last movie, I think he saved about 15,000 lives.
Wow.
It's all about organs, like young, I hope I'm saying it right, I'm French, don't forget, guys, about young people getting their organs sold on the black market, things like that.
Human.
And that guy is making a movie on that. I'm going to give you the name and everything. He's going to talk about that. His movie's almost done. And Don, you're going to be the first one in the United States to talk about it, because I know he didn't talk about it because he's my patient, by the way.
Wow.
And is this crazy? And he's going to say he wants to save about 50,000 lives with his movie.
Wow, that's exciting. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, well, it's all about people and helping people at the end.
Wow, you guys are amazing. I know it goes so fast. I need you here at the station. Have fun in Los Angeles at the Oscars. We only have 7 minutes. I have to close up with our guest here as well. Ellie, thank you so much. And you have a question, Peter.
Yeah, real quick, you guys, who do you think is going to take all the Oscars home? What's the favorite? Is it La La Land?
Ah.
You know what? I really like your choice, by the way. So I would go with your choice, by the way. So
well, Peter, you did
you,
predict the Super Bowl.
If we win, I hold you a beer because you said it before me, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to – I definitely think that's probably going to be the favorite at this point. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard, you know, mixed reviews or whatever. It's a musical, but usually musicals rack it up, so.
Yeah, me too. I really agree with you, by the way.
Okay, good, good.
All right.
I'm not sure Tiger Woods will ever come back, though. I think he's a little bit up there in age. I think biomechanically it's going to be tough for him. I have lower back problems. I can imagine an athlete having lower back problems. It becomes a nagging thing, and it's a shame. But you just
well,
got to...
listen, I can just give you a small argument on that in about 5 seconds. It's about I took care of Vincent Lecavalier from the Lightning with back issue. He had a bad back issue. From the 18 years old until he was still winning the cup with you.
Okay.
So the Stanley Cup he won.
Right.
Well, I took care of his back 2 years, two years before he won the Stanley Cup. He said it was the first time he'd never had any back issue, and he was 35 years old. So
nice.
I don't agree with you. Because I prove the other way. So we'll have a great discussion when we meet each other. I can't wait to have a great discussion with you. We're meeting the same sport people, great athletes. So I can't wait to meet you, sir.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll definitely do that.
All right, everybody.
All right.
Ali, thank you for calling. Mark, thank you for calling in. We have 6 minutes left of the show. God bless. Have fun at the Oscars in Los Angeles. And we're super proud of both of you. And that's because of the 100kHandshake.com Forbes Riley introduced me to, and that's what happened.
Yes.
Amazing. So, Shelby, we have a few minutes left. We're going to go around the table here and talk about the Womb Sanctuary. You're coming to the station pretty soon. I think you're going to be here sooner than you expect.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, thank you so much for having me on. And really quickly, what I wanted to go ahead and do, we've been talking a little bit about a lot of pain.
Right.
And one of the things that we do offer through the Womb Sanctuary is an amazing technology. It's energy medicine.
Now, what happens if you tore like a tendon or a muscle or a nerve?
Well, what it actually does, because there are no drugs or chemicals involved, it's actually helping to balance the energy bodies and provide relief without you having to worry about drugs or it interacting with anything. So it is something that is super simple and amazing, and people are getting relief from things like sinus allergies. They're getting better sleep, getting into that REM and repair sleep for their body.
What about people? Because I know we have 6 minutes
yes.
left, and I have tons of questions
yes.
for you, and I can't wait for your own show because you're like, I have so much to say, and I'm like, you're going to have your own show. You're going to have an hour or two. But you know, what about people that can't sleep and they wake up? And I know somebody that...
Like I said, with this particular one, it has, it's far in intrinsic energies that actually puts them into that REM sleep. So it doesn't necessarily help you fall asleep, but when you get to sleep, you are there and you wake up feeling refreshed. I actually use these because I'm nocturnal. I'll be up for several hours at a time and then have to get up early in the morning. I will put them on either side of my temples and wake up like I've slept for about 8 hours. So wow, it is amazing. I definitely have some treats for you.
And talk about the water that you just gave us.
Oh, the water. Well, that is molecular hydrogen energy. It is fantastic. And you agree, right? Can
yes,
you?
I do.
The first time I had the water, I was like, wow, that's what they mean by water's wet. But it has also the intrinsic energies that I was saying in the holographic disc that we offer. Those intrinsic energies are also in the water. So they have four different levels. It actually, first level prepares the body for a detox. Level two works on digestion. Level three focuses on arm, chest, intestines and grounding into the body. And level four is brain and head function.
And you sell that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And can you drink as much as you want of it, or is it certain?
Nope. Like- you can drink as much as you want. You want to definitely replace your water with that because it properly and adequately hydrates the body, goes into the mitochondria, turns on the cells, brings more nourishment into the cells, and pulls out the toxins.
I can't wait for your show. I have so many questions. I know. And we want to thank our did you have fun today?
I really did. This was great. Thank you. I hope it was
good.
Up to par for everything, you know?
Yeah. And you got to meet Mark, and he worked with Up to Par, you know, with Tiger Woods.
Right.
And, you know, I hope I made a memory maker for you as well.
This is really interesting. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Good.
Thank you.
And I hope that you take my reporter's workshop
definitely
coming up.
Definitely will.
I got some plans for you if you do. So exciting about that. And also, let's talk about the Jam Fest. It's coming up real quick. And
yeah. Yep. March 17th, downtown St. Petersburg, Williams Park. We're starting out around 10 a.m. and we're going to be rocking until about 10 p.m. So
very cool. And I want to let everyone know we did not get the John Schneider interview with one of my reporters. That will be next week. And we also will have Mama Ali call in, Muhammad's Ali. She was stuck in traffic, of course, in Fort Lauderdale. You know how that is. And we're going to hold that interview for next week that she did with Gerald Knowles from the Widescreen Film Festival and have her call in. If you have a question, you can call her. I also want you to go to HollywoodConnections.biz, see what I'm about. If you are driving and you're saying, oh my God, I have a daughter. I want to be a reporter. I want to be an actor. I want to be a singer. We have weekly auditions coming up. You can go to HollywoodConnections.biz, email me, call the station. Peter, did you have a fun show?
Absolutely. As always, you kept me busy. All 2 hours of it.
I know. I have more things. I send him in a weekly list, and then, you know, people can't, you know.
Right on top of that, Rose.
Yes. Well, we want to thank Lola, the station owner. We also have another show called The Business View on Tuesdays. If you have a business, we're going to give you 30-second commercial spots, live interview with me on the air. If you want an introductory to your business, that's me. That's The Business View. And please get in touch with me through the station and give the station's phone number one more time.
727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340.
What a fun day. And I hope you all had fun. And gosh, beauty queen reporters I'm looking for. Auditions, models, actors, singers, dancers, comics. Go see Larry at Sunset Point Cinema over on Highway 19 on Friday nights. He's got a great comedy show.
Sunny's, right?
Sunny's, yes.
There you go.
Here we go. All right, I think we're good.
We're good to go.
All right, everybody wave goodbye, good night. Give it to God. Watch things happen. I'm Dawn Reese, your Hollywood Entertainment host. Bye-bye.